What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, presented by the Men's Clinic on Sports Radio 610.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I have been very careful. And I've been very careful to ignore something. I think we all do this in our life. You know, you look at that garbage that's supposed to go out and you like, if I don't look at it, I cannot take it out for another day. You know, something like that, right? If I just ignore that this thing is happening, if I ignore that little knock that's happening, I don't have to take this car to the shop. And in a similar way, I've been carefully ignoring the fact that Tyler Shuck has been really good in New Orleans.
I could see why you would do that.
Because I hated him as a prospect. I hated him as a college quarterback.
You
at Louisville,
hated him?
I thought he stunk. I thought he was really bad.
I thought he wasn't actually that bad.
I thought he was up in Louisville with Jeff Brom.
I mean, he's old. He was old for a prospect.
And wasn't he
at Tech before that? Right, Texas Tech before that.
Yeah.
That's how I got to know him. I thought he was fine.
Not only was he there, so he was at Tech, he was at Oregon, and then he was at Louisville. Right, like that's the track.
Wasn't he at Oregon when Bo Nix was there?
No, they were not there at the same time. They were not there at the same time. But Bo Nix is a part of a cautionary tale for me now, I think, because I be looking at some of these dudes and I'm like, I don't know that you're actually good. I think you're just older than the rest of these kids. And now you look up, you go, Bo Nix looked viable. I don't know if he's good, but he's looked viable as a quarterback. Tyler Shuck, looking like he might be offensive rookie of the year in the National Football League. And I'm like, damn. Because if you listen to this program and you've heard me talk, especially during the draft process, the one dude quarterback-wise that I was willing to get really loud about, puff my chest out about. It's like, well, one thing I know, Tyler Shuck stinks. Apparently not. And I have just 17 weeks of football of me just going, not looking over there. Although he didn't start at the start of the season, but you get what I mean. Like, all the way through the season, as he was playing football, I was just like, not going to look over there because I'm just going to wait to be right. And apparently it has not come yet. I'm still holding out hope. I'm not willing to say that he's a good quarterback, but he's looked really good early.
Yeah, and he's also... So his selection was also the moment where I started checking up on the whole Shedeur Sanders thing in the draft. So I was like, okay, once we got to Tyler Shuck, I was like, okay, I don't want to lean into the conspiracy theories. And I think like wild things are happening around this conversation. But Tyler Shuck, word, really? Like, I'd rather just roll the dice on Shedeur Sanders. You know, I'd rather just sell the Sanders jerseys over the Tyler Shuck experience. So you can keep that and give me Shedeur, but objectively speaking, Tyler Shuck so far. And I know the Browns have won some games with Shedeur, and there's a conversation being had there about that and where they go and how they handle the future. But objectively, Tyler Shuck better than Shedeur Sanders so far.
Yeah, Ben Solak of ESPN put together a all-rookie NFL team for this year. His first team, obviously, is Cam Ward, who, again, a number one overall pick has never been so disregarded and not talked about as Cam Ward, it feels like. Second team, Tyler Shuck, who's, like, absolutely been fantastic. In fact, speaking of that, they played this weekend, the Titans and the Saints, and, of course, the Tyler Shuck's New Orleans Saints. He's just... poised, creative. He's executed the offense. He's moved on from mistakes really well. It looks pretty good. And I guess the secondary confession is I am still plotting on his downfall because if there's anything I enjoy more than anything is being right.
You want to be right.
And I am
still on your own correctness.
And here in a year or two, when in my mind it is proven that was just a good rookie season and not a good quarterback, I'll be like, never wrong, just early.
Yeah.
But for the time being, I think I have to acknowledge. Might have been wrong. Might have been loud and wrong in this moment.
These are my confessions.
Bringing this back from earlier, we led the show with this, but it is confession worthy. I want the Ravens. I want the Ravens. Give me the Ravens as the Texans' first round or first opponent in the postseason, in the playoffs. I do not believe in this version of the Ravens. Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry as a combination does still worry me, does still give me a certain level of concern. There is respect there. I do get it. But I want whatever is best for this offense that, if we're just all being honest about, none of us really and truly believe in. But I believe in them more against the Ravens than I do against the Steelers. And so my confession is that I have graduated from simply give me either one of these, from simply, hey, I can see the argument from both sides. I'm no longer both sides-ing this thing. I am picking a side and give me the Ravens. I know that's kind of the irrational take for a lot of Texans fans who have the Ravens PTSD and understand the, you know, the nuances of why they were able to blow them out earlier in the year. No Lamar Jackson, obviously. But I'm still in that place. My confession, I want the Ravens. Give it to me.
You're not by yourself. You're not alone. 832, B-Scott wants all the smoke. I want all the smoke. Bring on the Ravens. Like, people are with you.
I ain't scared. I'm just not. I am not afraid of this team. Derrick Henry, you know, I get it. But like I mentioned earlier in the show, the Texans have shown an ability not just to defend the run, but also to defend Derrick Henry. And I just don't think that this is as good of a Ravens team. It's obviously not as good of a Ravens team as the one that's beat you like a drum over the last couple of years.
From the 8-3-2, a win over the Ravens does more for team confidence than the Steelers. I actually strongly disagree with that. And it's not that the Steelers does more. I think they don't give a damn. I think that they have gotten into the place where they no longer, the lion does not concern himself with the opinions of sheep. I think that's where the Texans exist.
Yeah, I think that the thing that the Texer is talking about, I feel like that happened. If it happened at all, I think that happened at Kansas City a few weeks back.
You know what I mean? Like, they clearly had circled that one on the schedule. Like, sometimes people are like, oh, no, that's nobody's circling things on the schedule. No, the Texans, they circled that one.
Yeah, the team that's already handled business against the Bills and the Chiefs definitely feels like, and of course did beat the Ravens. I don't think they're going to do all those qualifiers that we're doing about
the JV Ravens.
Yeah, I think they'll take it. And they did that up there, right? So the team that did that, I don't think is going to be surprised at all if they were to handle business against the Ravens in the playoffs. And I'm even to the point, again, back to my confession, to where I want it. That's what I'm now rooting for, unlike I think a lot of people who feel differently, who probably trust them more against Pittsburgh.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
These are my confessions.
So do y'all fellas, I don't know if y'all probably did and not any, and they don't, y'all don't anymore. Y'all play 2K? NBA 2K?
I have retired from 2K.
I have retired. You know what is so funny? This even could have been a confession. I bought 2K for my son. Who was it, last year or the year before? Either way, I bought 2K and Madden for my son with the intention of playing it with him. I think we have played both all of one time. Like one each. I've played one once, 2K and Madden, with my son since I bought it for him.
A
year ago.
I would like to pretend it's because I don't have time. I used to, with my little brother, because, you know, they play 2K a particular way. 2K has a style of basketball. I'm like, man, I could beat you just by knowing basketball.
Yeah,
doing good things.
Yeah.
When I started realizing that I couldn't, I was like, you know what?
The hell with this.
I don't need to do this.
The game cheating.
That was one of the early portions of, oh, I am getting older, when I'm sitting here playing the video game and I'm like, wait, how'd you do that?
What I press?
It's not ethical basketball. It's not real basketball.
It's not.
Anyway,
Don't nobody pass out like this. Don't nobody dribble drive, step back three. Nobody does this.
Yeah. How does DeAndre Ayton look like Nikola Jokic?
How is Shaquille O'Neal hitting three pointers? Anyway, I digress. So I play with my friends all the time. You know, I'm a PlayStation guy. You know, hop into PlayStation Party. Man, I gotta confess, even when I do mess up and make them mad, I love hearing my friends get mad sometimes.
Oh yeah,
it is so hilarious.
Do we ever age out of that as dudes? Like, make the love language of dudes is annoying their friends. Why is that the case?
Yeah, I don't know if we age out of it individually, but I can vividly remember last night. I'm in my son's room. I'm just kind of in there hanging out. I'm doom scrolling, just chilling. And he's on the video game playing with somebody, and whoever the kid is on the other side is like cussing, you know, and my son is 10 and they're just talking trash to each other. My son obviously knows not to cuss with me sitting right there.
Because he's a young Southern.
Yeah, exactly.
Boy, yeah,
but I shut them all down. I say, hey, man, more playing and less talking. And for one thing, all of y'all sounded like some, and I used a word that I shouldn't use here.
Thank you. I appreciate your censorship.
But yeah, so you don't maybe do it yourself, but then you hear your understudy do it and you shut him down a little bit.
Okay.
I did do that yesterday.
All right. So yeah, you definitely somebody's daddy. Like if anybody had any doubts.
Quit all of that. And I only really did it because the other little boy was cussing, but I don't know who that kid is, and I can't really, I'm not
who
the
says?
Boss. I'm not necessarily the boss of him.
Who says?
But since he's talking to my
That's
son.
That's what's wrong with society. We used to be able to parent other people's children.
Hey, I tell you what, he heard me, because when I told my son to be quiet, I said, all of y'all need to be quiet. I ain't hear nothing no more.
There you go. Yeah. That is big daddy coded.
Well, it's like they tell me to stop bounce passing with my 6'11 power forward. And I'm like,
oh, you was just rage baiting.
No, I just sometimes just do it for the hell of it. If it's not the most logical thing to do, I just do it for the hell of it. And then stop doing that. Quit it.
Do it for the plot, man.
I just do it for you know, I just like hearing my
for
friends
the thrills.
Get mad. Yes, yeah. There you go.
Do it for the thrills.
B. Scott, because someone on the YouTube mentioned that, you know, dudes annoying our friends and spouses. Do you play that game with your lady?
I don't think that's a great idea. That's not a good idea.
Because I feel like friends is easy.
Not on purpose.
Oh, so yeah. So the answer is no.
Not on purpose.
Then like, the answer is no.
Even late into last night, my girl and I were having a conversation, and I was just asking a few too many questions. She was like, you're asking too many questions. And I was like, all right, I get it. But so it wasn't on purpose, but I was definitely annoyed because I was not satisfied with the answers I was getting. So I was.
Yeah, but
so
you know the difference between
more questions
purpose
to ask.
You know the difference. What I'm asking for is the answer is no, because I guess that game does not go well in your household.
Well, no, because I mean, ultimately, well, I don't know if I want to go down there.
Anyway, route,
but
don't
you
worry.
Understand?
Don't worry.
Certain things are undefeated.
That is correct.
And so you're not going to try to defeat them.
That's right.
Or be defeated.
That's
yourself.
Right. That's right. That is what we call situational awareness.
Yes.
All right. You are in
preservation.
The loop. That is your lunchtime confessions here in the loop. On Sports Radio 610, a happy New Year's Eve to all of you who are rocking with us on this Wednesday. Happy New Year's Eve, especially to anybody that's going to head out to the Buffalo Wild Wings in New Canaan to hang out with The Drive. It'll be Luke Morrow in with Clint Sterner. Coming up next, though, usually it's a college football on a Tuesday, but because the college football playoff second round starts tonight, we do college football on a Wednesday. What are we feeling when it comes to the college football playoff getting started today? And a few other notes. We'll do those next.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.